This story comes to us courtesy of La Voz newspaper and its front page story writer, Ernest Gutelaith. Good to see you again, Ernest.
Steve, nice to see you. Happy holidays.
Yes, and to you. On Fridays on First Take, we look at neighborhoods. We try and take it hyper-local. And so when you told me about this story, I'm saying, this is pretty local, but something I think we'll all get something out of. It's like out of a movie script almost.
Indeed, it really is. Well, you know, there are a lot of people who live in Denver who have roots in northern New Mexico. Cuesta, a lot of people don't know about it unless they are from that region. And a lot of people from that region are not from Cuesta necessarily. They're from Taos, which is very nearby.
Okay.
So I heard about the story from somebody who calls Taos their hometown.
Well, the story is about this small town that has a church, I guess, that fell into disrepair. And the town pulled together and did something to it. It sounds like one of those old-fashioned...
Oh, yeah. This is a Hallmark movie made. It's like from Central Casting.
Yeah.
Long story short, the Spaniards settled came through Cuesta, northern New Mexico, a long, long time ago, late 1500s, early 1600s.
Yeah.
Well, their relatives, I guess,
descendants,
you would call them, yes, they settled this area along the Taos and Sangre de Cristo Mountains. They built a church around 1840, 1850, 1860. Mm. Records are kind of hazy. But it was built with the technology of the day, i.e. adobe and stucco and wood. And they did everything, as you can imagine, in a very primitive way.
I can
because they only had those tools.
I can see it in my mind.
Uh-huh. No internet jacks? Never mind.
Right. Refitting. San Antonio del Rio, Colorado.
Exactly.
St. Anthony's.
St. Anthony's, yes. Yeah, yeah. And Cuesta, I should add, it's a Spanish word. It means hill or incline, but it's not spelled the traditional way. The postmaster way back when didn't know Spanish, so he spelled it with a Q. Q-U-E-S-T-A. But, you know, obviously, if you need to get to Cuesta, you can figure out how to get there.
Now, what happened to this church over time?
Well, adobe, as you can imagine, erodes. And over 100 years plus, the West Wall, and by the way, this story will be in La Voz, Colorado next Wednesday.
Oh, okay.
But if you want to see the story, you can go to Facebook, Save St. Anthony's, and there's about a 10-minute video that'll also give an email address if you think you might like to contribute. But going back to your question, the West Wall collapsed. The Archdiocese in Santa Fe said, you know what? Maybe it's going to be better just to tear it down.
Right.
We'll figure out what to do then. The locals, all 1,800 people, and it's a predominantly Latino community.
Sure.
And it's shrinking all the time because young people are moving away for jobs, et cetera, and their future.
Right.
They said, no, we want to rebuild it. So what they did is they basically took the blueprint from 1840, 1850, and built 50,000 adobe bricks. They hauled down the wood from the mountain, and therein lies another interesting twist.
Well, we'll get to that because I think that's the big finish. This is the whole town, all 1,800 people, making bricks. They're actually pitching it. It sounds just like Lilies of the Field.
Exactly.
So I got a quick question. So adobe bricks, because is it built with bricks and then kind of smoothed over on the outside for that smoothness?
Exactly, the stucco.
Okay.
The stucco.
All right.
You know, mud and straw, and they have a shelf life of at least 125 years.
It'll be good for another 120, right? Yeah.
I know you have to watch your time here, so you were going to ask about the wood?
Well, yes, please, because the town is pulled together. They've raised thousands of dollars. They're building it with volunteer effort.
Exactly.
And they brought down the wood, you said, from the mountain. And then something happens,
sort of
a miracle, if you will.
Yeah, I mean, you know, a lot of people who have faith in these kinds of things would call it exactly that. As they were repurposing one of these old growth logs, they cut it so that they could use it as a beam in the ceiling.
Sure.
And the grain, again, going back to the Facebook video, everybody can see it, the grain has what some people perceive as an image of the Blessed Virgin holding baby Jesus.
A mother and child.
So this is like a made for Christmas, made for television, made for the big screen kind of story.
And miracles often in the eye of the beholder, but quite a boost, I think, probably to the faith of those folks working on their little church in Cuesta, New Mexico.
Cuesta, New Mexico. Yeah, they're working on it. They're working on it all gratis. They've raised $350,000 cash, doing raffles, dances, bingo, everything you can imagine.
Right.
There's still, I think, about 200,000 plus in need to finish the project. And they're doing this without a single cent from the Archdiocese.
Mm. Right. When do they think they'll be finished?
Probably 2016 sometimes. Mm-hmm. And obviously, Cuesta is a mountain community, so the weather kind of dictates when you can work, when you can't work. Right now, it is pretty cold down there, so I'm sure whatever they're doing inside and not doing the bulk of the work, which is the outside and the roof and things like that.
Longtime Denver TV personality and writer for the cover stories at La Voz, Ernest Goudelet. You're working on the screenplay? and you're optioning the screenplay, right?
Well,
right.
You know,
just don't let Sony take it. Don't
well,
let
I, w-
Sony
I was,
take
I was
it.
About to don't steal my thunder, George. I was about to say yes, but I have been told that if I pursue this, it won't be shown in movies just because of the security. there's a non-believer atheist faction who.
Exactly, Ernest Goudelet. I want to check you out. In fact, his stories appear every week in La Voz. And it's available on finer newsstands all over town.
LaVozColorado.com. You can read it online, or you can pick it up at a King Soopers, a number of places. You know, thank you, Steve. It's very nice to see you. Very nice to talk about this, because I think this is really a very timely and an uplifting story.